You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are with Sherry Levine Shea, founder and owner of Kayla's Creative Art Studio in New Jersey, who is here to speak with us about being creative and finding inspiration to successfully run a local business. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you, Sherry, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate being here.
And you're more than welcome. So, Sherry, tell me about Kayla's Creative Arts Studio to kick things off.
So we founded Kayla's Creative Arts Studio in 2014 as the ultimate destination for paint and sip fun in New Jersey. It's open to family, friends, and coworkers to come and decompress and disconnect while immersing themselves in arts, in a variety of arts and crafts. We founded it as a result of noticing that there was a void for a lot of people where most people are just involved with the day-to-day grind and have no outlet to express themselves creatively. And so we started to offer painting classes painting classes that permit wine. So it's paint and wine or paint and sip, which is a pretty brand new trend, at least in New Jersey. And so that was the main reason why we opened the studio. Consequently, though, over the last year or so, we noticed that there was a void, and we decided to offer more than just painting classes. We are now relaunching our studio to offer an extensive range of hands-on classes and special events, such as jewelry making, hand-painted boxes, origami, knitting, photo lessons, and even more. And we're launching these classes to coincide with National Craft Month in March. And each of our classes are aimed to teach new techniques and designed to inspire creativity and offer fun for all ages. So we do offer adult and children classes as well.
So Sherry, what brought you to the point of being interested in starting a business like this?
Well, mainly, like I said, it was something different. I have a strong passion for art. I took a lot of art classes when I was much younger, and I ended up becoming a lawyer instead and working as an anti-money laundering compliance officer. However, this type of business, I didn't, at the time when I opened it and did some research, I did not see a strong presence at that time for such a place. I do believe that there is a void for creativity and a place for people to disconnect from their devices and hang out with friends and family while having a great time and creating something that they could take home. Part of the reason we started it too is our daughter, Kayla. She really inspired us to think about life differently and add some balance to our lives by creating such a place. So it wasn't just for us, but we saw the need in the community and with others who we had spoken to that they spend so much time getting through the day-to-day grind that they really didn't have time to spend with their family and friends and disconnect from devices. So the whole idea was to provide something unique and give people the opportunity to spend time with their friends and family while learning something too. Our art instructors are really terrific, and I've heard often that people picked up painting as a hobby as a result.
Such a fantastic concept in all regards. Now, what were your biggest challenges when starting the business, and how did you overcome these challenges?
Well, I would say I had never started a business before, and despite my background as a lawyer and in the corporate world, it's a really, really different skill set. You're everything. You're HR. You're the marketing person. You're the stock boy person, the one hiring everyone and dealing with the customers and booking parties. So really, the biggest challenge was learning new skill sets, especially when it comes to marketing. Basically, we also don't have the resources like the other franchises do. We are a small mom and pop shop. We try to connect with community as much as we can. I actually live in Berkeley Heights where the studio is located, so it was extremely important to me to stay connected to the community. And even within New Jersey at large, we get people who come to our studio from over an hour away many times. So the biggest challenge, as I mentioned, is just figuring out how to reach people and let them know that we're aware without the same type of budget or resources that some of the franchises have.
Awesome stuff. Today we are joined by Sherry Levine Shea, the founder and owner of Kayla's Creative Arts Studio in New Jersey, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Sherry, what is the best piece of advice that you can give to others about running a small mom and pop business?
Knowing when to ask for help, which is something I didn't do initially. You can't be everything to everyone for your business. And also listening to your customers and employee, that was critical. I had going into this business something in my head about the way I should approach running the business and how to attract customers, and thought I knew exactly what customers wanted. But then as I started speaking with people and running the business and having parties and so forth, I would receive very good feedback, and especially from the employees. They work there. They're the ones teaching the classes. And I tell them that you have to have fun. If you're not having fun working at the studio, then this isn't the job for you. And fortunately, I found some very good art instructors who do enjoy teaching and do have a great time, and it shows. I get positive feedback from customers all the time about them. And so it's a combination, as I mentioned, of knowing when to ask for help, trying not to be everything for the business, and listening to your customers and employees.
Listening to our customers is certainly a key factor for all of us. Great that you mentioned that. Now, knowing that everyone defines success differently, how do you personally define success?
It's actually seeing how well received the studio has been in the community. And most importantly, to me, success is when I see people having fun and actually enjoying time they're spending with their family and friends and kicking back and creating something. Like learning, most people come to our studio and never picked up a paintbrush. And here they're picking up a paintbrush for the first time and they surprise themselves. And it's also just really given back locally. That's very, very important to us. We actually are involved with a lot of local organizations to try to support them as much as we can. For example, for the open house, we're having to kick off our new craft classes. We are partnering with Family Promise, which is a local Union County agency that helps homeless families, and 60% of their population are actually children. So we are asking people who attend the open house to bring toiletries for young kids. But that's really how we define success, is just seeing people enjoy themselves and giving back to the community.
And I certainly agree with you on that. Now, lastly, what's on the horizon for Kayla's Creative Art Studio?
Well, we're launching our new classes, and anticipate that the community and studio guests will feel inspired and want to come back. We're also looking for new instructors. We're looking for anyone who has an interest in craft to teach that that we believe would be well received by our customer base. And the possibilities are endless, and we look forward to see what comes over the next year and so forth.
Sherry, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks so much for sharing tips on how to be creative and certainly inspiring us for those who do run a local business or a mom and pop business. Great tips and insight there as well. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Kayla's Creative Art Studio online.
Sure. The best place to get more information about us is at www.kaylascreativeartstudio.com, all one word, kaylascreativeartstudio.com, or they could call us at 908-516-2670 or email us at info@kaylascreativeartstudio.com.
Again, Sherry, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you continued success and look forward to having you back with us to give us an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Sherry Levine Shea, the founder and owner of Kayla's Creative Art Studio in the state of New Jersey. And for more information, simply visit kaylascreativeartstudio.com. artstudio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.